This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Seafood and the Pacific Northwest go hand in hand, and maybe you're one of those people out fishing and clamming and crabbing during the season. But if you're more like me, more of a shopper, your options aren't all local and sustainable. Jessica Gephardt is an assistant professor with the University of Washington School of Aquatic and Fishery Sciences, and she studies why our seafood choices matter. She was recently quoted in a piece in The Guardian titled, "Goodbye Cod, Hello Herring, Why Putting a Different Fish on Your Dish Will Help the Planet." And she's here with me now. Jessica, welcome.
Hi, Kim. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you. And I know that part of your work, you look at global seafood trade. Where does the U.S. stand now when it comes to imports and exports? And what are we eating?
Yeah, that's right. So a lot of my work focuses on global trade, trying to connect it to its distant environmental impacts. The US here, we know that we've been consuming an increasing share of seafood from abroad. I estimate now that about two-thirds of what we consume is imported, and a lot of that is farmed. So we're increasingly importing our shrimp, our Atlantic salmon, Nile tilapia, and Vietnamese catfish. Here in the United States, our stocks are managed very sustainably. Over 90% are currently fished at a sustainable level, according to NOAA. And it's ultimately really important that we ensure that we're holding our imported seafood to those same sustainability standards to make sure we're creating an even playing field for our domestic producers, and also so we can provide assurances to consumers that they're able to make sustainable choices at the seafood counter.
Can you talk about some of the keys people should be aware of when it comes to choosing seafood that is sustainable?
Yeah, so this is a really important question because when we talk about sustainability, we're often talking about a wide range of environmental concerns. And sometimes we're not talking about the same environmental impact when we look at fish as when we look at beef or avocados. So it's really important for us to start thinking more holistically about what it means for a food to be sustainable.
Okay, so when I walk into a shop or a store and I know I want to buy some seafood, what are the tips that you would give me as I'm trying to figure out what choices I can make that are sustainable?
Yeah, so I usually suggest to people a sort of tiered approach. The first approach is to focus on shopping at a store that has a fishmonger that themselves are making sure that they are purchasing seafood from responsible producers. What this allows you to do is it allows you to not have to think about all of those complex dimensions and buy from a trusted source. The second thing you can do is make sure that your wild-caught seafood is produced here in the U.S. That's a pretty easy rule of thumb since so many of our stocks are managed sustainably. Another approach is to use a consumer-facing guide like the Monterey Bay Aquarium's Seafood Watch Guide, which gives ratings on how sustainable various seafood products are.
What should people know about local catch networks?
Yeah, so there has been an increase in the number of community-based seafood groups that have popped up around the U.S., and the local catch network serves as a hub for these groups and a real resource for people to connect with community-based seafood groups. What this does is it creates this tool for consumers to find local seafood harvesters that align with their sustainability values and their preferences for different species. This is really helpful because it does a lot of that legwork for the consumer to ensure that their seafood is being harvested sustainably. They can also be a valuable resource for finding out which species are locally and seasonally available, as well as how to prepare those species that might be new to consumers.
Jessica Gephardt is an assistant professor at the University of Washington School of Aquatic and Fishery Sciences. Jessica, thank you for walking us through some choices we can make around sustainable seafood. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.